Life can be chaotic. If you're running a retail business, don't let disorganized order fulfillment add to the chaos. Use ShipStation instead. With ShipStation, you never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again. Whether you're running a business out of your garage or you have multiple warehouses, ShipStation is ideal for every phase of your business's growth. Save time with one login for all your stores and by automating repetitive tasks. Plus, you'll save money with the best shipping rates from global carriers. ShipStation's industry-leading features help you deliver a better customer experience. They'll get accurate and faster shipments, along with automated tracking updates with your branding. And with up to 88% off UPS and USPS rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates, ShipStation is the fastest and most affordable way to ship. Calm the chaos. Switch to ShipStation today. Start a free trial at ShipStation.com/audio. That's ShipStation.com/audio.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's been a few weeks since I released my episode on Gurr Industries, which is apparently a haunted warehouse in Commerce, California. By the way, I do want to say I have been saying the name of the company wrong. It is actually pronounced Gurr and not Jur, so apologies about that. But after posting the podcast episode and pushing it on my Instagram page at the Scarecast, I got so many people telling me about other nearby places that are also haunted. Now, according to user evening_horror_1313, she commented on my Gurr Industries post. Go to 5053 Whittier Boulevard, East Los Angeles, California, 90022. There's a small shopping center with a Little Caesars and Wingstop, and a few other spots. Well, a little girl haunts this shopping center. Now, I'm definitely going to message her to get more details on this, but if you know anything about this particular haunting, I would love to hear more. Another user, East_LA_Anthony, had also commented, I used to work at this little metal factory in Commerce. When I used to work overtime till 3 a.m., apparitions and noises used to stir up right around 2 a.m., fans and machines used to click on and off. Shadows walking back and forth in the corner. I'll have to look up the name, but it was pretty freaky at times. I used to hear faint whispers at the end of my shift, and I'd say, Buenas noches, to them when I left. Even someone commented that at night, where trucks park by Gurr Industries, you can see shadows walking around. Now, nothing would prepare me for the story I was going to receive from an anonymous user who sent me the story after watching my video about Gurr Industries on Instagram. Apparently, he had a very creepy encounter roughly 20 years ago in the city of Commerce. He isn't sure if it was paranormal or real life, but what he saw, he will never forget. Now, for this episode, given the guy sent me voice messages, I will play his audio to give you guys a fully immersive experience, but I will be narrating this story alongside the audio. So if it's dark outside, you might want to grab a sheet because this story is going to creep you out. So to start off the story, it was just four friends cruising down Sheila Avenue in Commerce, California one night, looking for a place to drink and smoke.
On Washington Boulevard in the city of Commerce in the town of Rosewood, there's an AM/PM and an Arco station, and most recently they built a butcher shop pretty high-end butcher shop. And behind that, on Sheila Avenue, there's a huge Scientology building. Like, probably the length of 2 or 3 football fields long. Anyway, back in the day, we used to kind of drive around from place to place to try and look for spots to drink and smoke, you know, just being dumb kids.
With this friend George at the wheel, they saw an empty parking lot next to this huge Scientology building and decided to park there. Backing into the parking spot, so they are facing the building in case someone inside notices them. The Scientology building has these large glass windows with the moonlight illuminating inside.
And as we were facing the building, you couldn't really see anything because it was nighttime. But as we were staring, my buddy George, who was driving, he kind of said, what the hell is that? So we kind of all are looking out the front windshield, and there's this like black shadowy apparition at the top of a staircase, and you can see it through their huge glass windows.
The chilling sight it was. Just when they thought they were alone to start their smoke and drink session, a dark shadow-like entity notices them in the parking lot. Now before you think, oh, what if they're just drunk or high or just seeing things? I asked the user how much he had consumed at this point, and he stated that he had only had a couple of beers and low-grade chronic, not enough to make him start seeing things. And keep in mind, everyone in the car saw the same exact thing. It wasn't like there was just one person in the car that saw it. It was all of the people in the car. Now, probing a little deeper, I asked him, what exactly did he see when they saw the entity atop the stairs? He stated that it was a dark outline of a man standing at attention, with his legs spread and hands on each rail of the stairs. He claimed that he could just feel the entity staring down at them.
And then all of a sudden, when this object or this entity or this thing noticed that we were parked there, it immediately bolted down this kind of zigzag staircase that they have there. And you can go there to this day and look through those windows, and you can see that this huge staircase is still there. So this thing is moving faster than anything I've ever seen in my life. Like, almost like it was floating down the stairs. I don't know, maybe the guy was skipping steps, maybe he was like jumping over, but it was just insanely fast. So sure enough, like, we thought we had been sighted, so my buddy George, he's like fidgeting with the keys, and he's trying to look for the key to start the car so we can just like bone out of there, you know. And it was like a movie, just like fidgeting, and we're like screaming like, dude, get the key. So finally he's able to, you know, gather himself, and he gets the key, sticks it in the ignition, turns the car on, and it's like revving, and he finally gets it on, puts it in drive, and then he just floors it out of there. And luckily we were in like the first couple of stalls, so we straight up just boom, we hit Sheila, and now we're going down Sheila, and we're all screaming out of sheer terror because we don't know what's behind us. And sure enough, me and my buddy Roy were in the back seat, and we turn around and we look, and this dude is in a full sprint, like fastest man I've ever seen in real life, just a full sprint, chasing us down Sheila in all black.
Now imagine how fast someone would have to go to get down those stairs, go through a glass door, and sprint out into the street in the middle of the night. I don't know what the hell it is they encountered, but if it was someone working inside the building, I doubt these are normal actions someone would take. Normally, I would expect them to probably just walk down the stairs and maybe fan them away or tell them that they can't be there. But no, this thing gave chase. And to go downstairs that fast in a suit and dress shoes sounds pretty abnormal.
So we're screaming, we can't even believe what's going on. And he kind of looked like, from a distance, my buddy had an older car, so we weren't going too fast, but from a distance, he was wearing what seemed to be a black suit, black turtleneck, black shiny shoes, and then his skin was pale, like Slender Man, and he had like a skinhead kind of haircut, like almost like he hit it with a razor, and his eyes were black, and he's just in a full sprint chasing us, and almost like he was gonna catch us. We run a red light, you know, we don't even want to deal with this thing, and we turn, we make a right turn, and the guy's still chasing us down the street. He's running in the middle of the street too. So then as we turn around again, and these dark kind of colored eyes are gone. Now this creature or whatever doesn't have a face. Now it's just like skin, like covered all over his face. It's just skin. No nose, no mouth, teeth, nothing. It just looked like skin, like almost like he was able to shapeshift or something. So finally we turn down Washington Boulevard, which is a pretty known street, and it's at this point where my buddy George is able to really pick up speed. So we're doing like 60, 70 miles down Washington, which is a pretty busy street, but it's still like a public street, and it's like really dangerous to be driving that fast. And then we turn into our neighborhood, we go, and we all run into my backyard, and then, you know, we're just terrified out of our minds, and it's been burned into my brain for years, and that was probably about 20 years ago. And you can go look at that building to this day, still stands. They have all this weird imagery on the outside carved into the building. I don't know if it's like a place of worship or some type of distribution center, but it's still there and it's creepy. And I would never, never park my car there again.
Now, I don't know what this thing is that he encountered, but another strange fact that he shared with me is that he was born and raised in Commerce. And he claims that no one even remembers the Scientology building being built. It was almost as if the place popped up out of nowhere, which is strange for a building of that size. But yeah, I'm very curious to know what anyone thinks this could be. Maybe some sort of shapeshifter? But it's honestly strange to hear such a thing in Los Angeles. Whatever it is, I think I'm staying away from that area at night. Now, I will be posting a video version of this story where I will be narrating the entire thing on my Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube channel. So make sure you go follow me on those platforms so you can see it when it comes out. Anyways, thanks for listening to this episode. And if you have any scary stories you would like to share, please email them to mike@thescarecast.com. Or you can message me on Instagram @thescarecast. As always, be safe out there, and until next time.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.